Today's shiur of Mr. Buryemi is Siman Shin Ayin Ches, and we have to sift Dalid. And we're continuing cases of certain chatzeros opening up into other chatzeros, and it goes as follows. Im yachid darba pnimis, if an individual, one home lives in the inner chatzer, v'yachid b'chitzona, and there's one home in the outer chatzer. And again, the inner chatzer opens up to the outer chatzer, and the outer chatzer opens up to the mavui. O shnayim b'chitzona v'ervu. Or you have a case where there's one individual living in the inner chatzar and two individuals living in the outer chatzar, but the two individuals, the two homes in the outer chatzar, they joined in an Erev. Eina yachid shebepnimis oser al chitzona. The yachid in the pnimis, even though there's no Erev and not involved in any Erev, it's not going to aser at all the outer chatzar in any way. As we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, why should it? Look at Siv Kata Yudches, o shnayim b'chitzona v'ervu, or if the outer chatzar had two residents that joined in an Erev. Hainu osa mashnayim levad, meaning they just joined together, the two outer residents, the two homes in the outer chatzar that joined in the Erev, they just joined themselves in the Erev. They did not join with the avalohim apnimis. They did not join with that one individual who lives in the inner chatzar. The chiddush is the lo tema. The question is, why would you even think to aser in any of these cases? Okay, so and why? So the lo tema de gazrina mishum she yizberu she yeshnayim bepnimis kemo bechitzona. The havamina would be that since there are two in the outer chatzer, so you might think that the same way there's two in the outer chatzer, there's also two homes in the inner chatzer. V'navo lahatir gam bezeh. And then you might go and actually also be matir, a situation like that, where the inner chatzer has two residents that didn't join in any Erev with themselves even. And that for sure would be asr, meaning if there are two residents in the inner chatzer that did not join in an Erev, and there are two residents in the outer chatzer that did join in an Erev, the outer chatzer's Erev is ineffective because you have the inner chatzer that has a regel that has to walk through the outer chatzer to get to the outside. And it's asur b'mkomo because there are two residents in the inner chatzer that did not join in an Erev. So they, as we saw yesterday, they would butcher the outer chatzer, even though the outer chatzer had an Erev. So the chiddush here is that since there's only one resident in the inner chatzer, we're not geizer. We're not concerned that, maybe in a case where there are two residents in the inner chatzer, we'll also allow that one. And obviously, these halachas are totally different. And when there's only one individual in the inner chatzer, since there's only one individual in the inner chatzer, no Erev is needed because you don't have to do an Erev with yourself. And therefore, that one individual can carry in his chatzer, and the other two individuals in the outer chatzer that made their Erev can carry out to their chatzer and into each of their own homes. And that's Sivkat on Yates, Ein HaYachid Shebepnimis, that one individual in the inner chatzer, in no way asers the outer chatzer, Ritzon Olomar, Av Shalo Erev Yachad, even though the guy in the inner chatzer did not join in any Erev with the outer individuals, because of the general principle, the regel HaMutares B'mkomo, as long as the regel that goes through the outer chatzer is Mutares in its own makom, Ein HaOser Shalo B'mkomo, it's not going to aser the other chatzer, the outer chatzer, it's not in its place, even though it has nothing to do with the Erev of the outer chatzer, and even though he walk through that outer chatzer, the fact that that individual in the pnimis, that lives by himself in the pnimis, can walk in his own chatzer and carry things into his own chatzer, so too the outer chatzer can go ahead and carry things into their chatzer from their houses as well. And comes the Ramah here and he says, "V'hu adin rabim shein ki yachid ve'in and tzrichim la'arev k'derach sheyizbar le'el simin shenayin." He comes and he adds here the same would be if in the inner chatzer, there lived multiple individuals that did not need an Erev, such as, look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav, Rabim Shehim Ki Yachid, Hainu Shehi Bepnimis Ha'avim Banav Shemekam Minu Pras V'chol Keyotze Behem Ayin Sham Simen Shinayin. One example of this would be in the inner chatzer, a father lives in one house, in another house lives his children, but the children who live in the other house, they are supported by the father. So in that case, no Erev is needed. So since they are allowed to go ahead and carry things from home to home and from their home to the chatzer in the inner chatzer, even though there was no Erev, they will not aser at all the outer chatzer, whether the outer chatzer had one individual or the outer chatzer had two individuals, that two homes that joined in their own Erev in the outer chatzer. The inner chatzer, once again, will not impact the outer chatzer if it doesn't join in the Erev with the outer chatzer, because regel, that's muteres from koma, if it's mutter, it's omakom, will not go ahead and aser she Logan Como, and that klal is going to be spelled out once again here in Sif Hey, Shlosh Chatzeros Zu Lifnim Mizu, the Yachid B'chol Achas. You have a situation where there are three Chatzeros, one behind another, and each is occupied by one person. Even though many people have rites of passage through the outer Chatzer, they do not aser one another, since each one of them, I did not ask one another, Shekol achas muteres mkomo, since each one of them is permitted within his own chatzer, they will not aser one another. Finally, b'mhayu shnayim b'pnimis v'lo ervu, harei heim osrim al yachidim shebemtsoi v'shebachitzona. If there are two different residents and two different homes in the inner chatzer, they will aser on the other individuals who live in the middle and outer yards. And this is the klal. Regel ha'asurim koma, oseres shalom koma. Regel ha'muteres, eino oseres shalom koma. Once again, here's the general klal that he's stating here at the end of the siman, that the rule is that one who is aser in his own yard to carry, he's going to aser in the other yard where he has a regel. But one who is permitted, if they are permitted in their own chatzah, they will not aser in another chatzah they have a regel in, and they will not aser the chitzayna in this case, because they themselves can carry, even though only within themselves, they can carry within the inner chatzah, and therefore they will not aser the outer chatzah in any way. We continue on with Siman Shin Ayin Tes. So we continue on. Dine chatzeros ubatim b'neim. Here we have a different scenario where you have two chatzeros, but in between the two chatzeros are homes. And the homes will open up into each of the adjacent chatzeros. In other words, you have two chatzeros, and in between them, you're going to have three homes. And the outer homes of the three homes are going to open up into each one of the chatzeros that are on both sides of the home. So here we see, let's see it inside. Shtei chatzeros yishosh batim b'neihem. There are two chatzeros with three houses between them that open up to one another. Psuchim zeh lazeh. Verotzim la'arev yachad. And they all wish to make a joint Erev. Now, what's going to be is they want to make a joint Erev where the three houses will not have to contribute at all to the Erev, just the residents of both Chatzeros. And somehow, there will be a joint Erev for everybody, including those that are in those three houses. So how are we going to do this? Let's see. Chatzer zeh baderech b'bayis shetzlo, v'nose neiruvo b'bayis shebe'emtza, v'chein ose hashniya. The Chatzer, let's say the chatzer on the right will go through the rightmost bias that it's attached to and go in and bring its Erev into the bias in the middle, the bias in between the three houses. Again, there are three houses in between the two chatzeros, and it's one house in between the three houses. So he goes, so the guy, I'd say, on the right, in the right's chatzer, he goes in through the chatzer it's next to and puts it then in the middle home. Again, all the houses are open up into one another. The same thing with the chatzer on the left. The chatzer on the left will also go through the bias closest to it and go through it to get to the middle. Okay, that's what he means. And everyone is going to be mutter to go ahead and carry in all three batim. Shekol bias sheitzel ha chatzer chashuv lo kibes shar. The basic klal is, because every one of those two houses, okay, that are next to each chatzer, those are considered like a base shar, right? The home that is considered like a gatehouse, meaning a house that is used to walk through to get to the other house, which is not considered a base dira, and therefore itself, it doesn't need to have the bread in it. But in the middle home, who buys? That's the bias shemanichem bo erev. That's the bias that they're putting the Erev in. And therefore, ain't sarach litain pas. And therefore, the home in the middle does not have to contribute at all to the Erev, because once again, this is a basic klal, the home that is actually has the Erev in it, that has the bread in it, doesn't have to contribute. It's only all the other residents. And all the other residents from the different chatzeros, from the two different chatzeros, put their bread in that middle home, and therefore everyone can go ahead now and carry from their homes, to different chatzeros, as well as to the homes in the middle of the two chatzeros. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Psuchin Zelazeh, Behin Gam Psuchin L'chatzeros She'etzlan. So the homes are open up to one another, and the homes, the outer two homes, open up to the chatzeros that they are next to. The Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is the Afal Gav Ba'alma, even though normally in Bayis Echad Eino Nosein Chelek Ba'Erev, even though normally if one home doesn't give to the Erev, Hu Ba'atzmo Aser L'taltel. That home is not only, he is going to be Aser to carry from his home out to the other homes, Gam Oser Al B'nei Achatzer, that home is going to Aser all the B'nei Achatzer as well. So Hacha here, Yitzuyar, Sheshum Echad Me'a Shlosha, Lo Yitnu Chelek Ba'erev. Here we're creating a scenario where none of the three homes in between have to go ahead and give towards this Erev. Even so, it's totally mutter to go ahead and carry from all the homes to into that bias, from those batim into all the homes and all the chatzeros. Kigon im yitnu bale shtei achatzeros esh eruvan bebayis aimtzai. This is all going to be okay if the residents of the two chatzeros put the eruv in the middle home, umitam shem asayim, for the reason that the Shulchan Aruch gives. And it's going to be spelled out as well here in the Mishnah Berurah, Beis Umutarim B'Shloshtan, and it's going to be permissible to carry in all three of those homes, and from all three of those homes to all the Chatzeros. They can go and they can carry from their homes and their Chatzeros into those Batim, Ba'batim Bahen, and from those Batim into their homes, and to their Chatzeros, Af Alpi Shalot Natnu Chelek Ba'erev, even though there was no participation from any of those three homes in terms of the actual donating to the Erev. What's the reason? The reason is because the two homes that are next to the Chatzeros that attach up to the middle home are Chashav Lo Kebeishar, are viewed like the Beishar to the middle home. Why is it like a Beishar? Acharei Shebnei Chatzer Molichin Eruvim Derech Aleh Lantzais. Since the Bnei Chatzer have to go ahead and bring the Erev to get to that middle chatzer, meaning they have to go through, that's the idea of them going through that house that's close to them to get to the middle house. So that is therefore considered a home that the rabbim has to go through, dirace through, in order to get to the other home. Therefore, it becomes a base shar to the middle home with respect to the chatzer that's next to it. And therefore, it does not have to participate in the air because it's not considered a base dira with respect to the chatzer on the right, the Yesha Kasvu, and those that say, Tehu Adin im Nasnu Shneim Erev Be'echad Mibatim Hasmuchim Lechatzeros, O Be'echad Mishar Batim Shebeshtei Achatzeros, is there are those that say the same halacha would apply even if they put the Erev in one of the other outer Batim, not only in the middle bias, that's Smuchim Lechatzeros. Or in one of the other homes in either of the chatzeros. Those two batim will not need to make an erev according to these yesh shekasvu. They all become like a base shar to that other chatzer, since they have to go through those batim to put the erev there in the other chatzer or in the other bias that they have to put the Erev in, they have to go through those other batim, and therefore they all become a base shar, those homes that are the connecting force between the two chatzeros. Sif katan dalid, ve'ein tzarech litein pas, kemavur besimin shin samach vav, sif gimel. No bread has to go ahead and be given by the middle home. It has the actual Erev in it, because that's the klal that we learned in Shin Samach Vav, Sif Gimel, that the home that has the Erev, that home does not have to contribute to the Erev, because the idea is they all are connecting up and considered residing in his home. And he doesn't have to be considered residing in his home because he is residing in his home. So therefore, the one who's residing in his own home doesn't have to go ahead and supply it to the Erev so that he's considered residing in his own home. Finally, Sif Beis, Shtei Chatzeros Shnei Batim Enehem. If you have two Chatzeros with two homes in between, V'lo Ervu Yachad Ela Kol Achas La'atzmo, and each of these Chatzeros did not go ahead and join together into one Erev, but rather each one of the Chatzeros had their own Erev, Uba Ben Chatzer Zeh, Derech Bayis She'etzlo, V'niach Erev Bayis She'etzel Hasheni. And one of the residents from one of the Chatzer went through the Bayis next to it, and put it, the Erev, in the bias that's next to it. Again, there are two batim in between. Bechein asa hasheni, and so to the other chatzar did the exact same thing. Shigam hu iniach eruvo, he put, also put his Erev, but bias hasamach lechatzar acheres. He put his Erev not in the bias that's next to it, but in the second bias away from his chatzar. So each of them put their Erev in the bias that's closer to the other guy's chatzar. Lo kano erev, the erev will not be effective. Shekol achad iniach erev beishar shel chatzar acheres, because each one put their erev in the beis shar of the other chatzar, and since they put their erev in the beis shar of the other chatzar, they didn't put it in. It's not considered a beis dira for it, and they will not have effective erevin.